France has arrested a woman over links to a gunman behind a deadly shooting spree in the country's southwest. Paris says the woman was living with the slain attacker who killed three people in separate attacks. France says a detainee was suspected of association with criminals with the aim of carrying out a terrorist act. The French government has also revealed that the assailant was known to security forces for having links to Salafi movement. The attacker first hijacked a car in the town of Carcassonne, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. He also shot at a group of police officers near the town, leaving one officer injured. The gunman then drove to a supermarket in Trébé, where he took hostages and killed two people. Well, political commentator Jim W. Dean says innocent European civilians are paying the price for their government's adventurism in the Middle East.
This is a backdrop which is kind of fueling this. And we can see that the Western countries, particularly NATO, they are in the terror proxy war in the Syria up to their eyeballs. NATO's in it. And as long as you have extensive combat going on in the Mid East, Muslims being killed, even though they're being killed by a lot of terrorists, you're going to have this type of excitement. That can trigger young, disaffected Muslim males in these foreign countries doing this. The way to fix it is to end the terror wars, stop the offensive colonialism, where they're using proxy terrorism as a destabilization tool. And if they don't, this is just going to be part of the payment that unfortunately the innocent civilians are going to have to pay.